Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. Hi, my fellow Americans. You are locked on the Liberty Roundtable for October 17th in the year of our Lord, 2008. Happy to have you along. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic as we promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the supreme law of the land on your radio, even the Constitution of the United States of America, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. Kurt Crosby's with me. Hi, Kurt.
Yeah, buenos dias.
You have news the networks refuse to use or what?
That's right. 92-year-old Ron Paul supporter running for mayor.
Fantastic. 92 years old, he puts McCain to shame.
Well, this is a lady, Sam.
Even better.
This is coming to us from the Star Tribune. It says StarTribune.com in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Paul Levy is the author. Star Tribune, Rosella Sonsby, easy for you to say. Anyway, she last ran for Andover's mayoral seat 10 years ago when she was 82. Yeah, she's an original maverick, they say. She's campaigning again for mayor for the fourth time, but with a brand new concern. She says, suppose I win, what would I do then? 10 years
ago,
she
go ahead and support the Constitution. That's what she'd do. She'd bust out and tell the truth everywhere she goes.
10 years ago, she received nearly 2,500 votes, about 26% of the ballots cast. And now, at 92 and after 39 years in local politics, she sounds like she's just getting started. Around here, it's not what you know, but who you know. And I can't stand it, she says. She ran for Anoka County Commissioner 2 years ago, but lost in the primary to, among others, eventual winner Dennis Berg, the popular county board chairman. Her ire over a proposed Viking stadium in Blaine had her running then. The stadium in Anoka County now seems ancient history, but she has other unfinished business to ponder. Yeah. She said, I meant business then, and I mean business this time. There's one big clique here running things, and I aim to shake things up.
Hey, bring it on, man. Let's do it.
She's one of four candidates for mayor. Presumably the other three candidates hope to win. Yeah, presumably. It says the trail leading to Election Day is more important than the mayor's seat itself for her. Signs of the times, it says, and what a long, strange trip it's been. A dairy farmer, land developer, and real estate broker for 50 years, Sam. She doesn't plan to circulate leaflets, go door to door, or put a sign on her own lawn, much less anyone else's. Not necessary, she says. People know what she stands for, and after observing five generations, she's convinced that her way is the right way. You want to argue with her? Yeah, it says. I talked to the League of Women Voters.
No, but I do want to interview her, though, Kurt. I don't want to argue with her at all. I just want to interview her. That was fantastic.
Told him I was running for mayor, and that's that, she said. I told him I was tired of seeing people being taxed unfairly, tired of people who don't know what they're talking about making decisions about someone else's property. So this time I mean business. And that could be a problem because I don't want to play dumb anymore, and I'm healthy, and I know what's happening. And I don't, it says I don't want to win. If I do, you bet your life I'll shake things up. Nothing will go on behind closed doors. You can be sure of that. I'm not afraid of anything or anybody. I'm 92. What do I have to be afraid of? Bought the farm 64 years ago. Born in Manda, North Dakota. She moved with her family. Anyway, it goes on about her, but she's a big fan of Ron Paul.
Fan.
Hoping he'll make a comeback.
What's her name again?
Sonsby.
We got to get her on the radio with us. Quick pause. Yeah, you're locked on to Liberty Roundtable on your favorite talk station.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the Accent Radio Network or the staff, management, and sponsors of this radio station.
broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. Hi, my fellow Americans. Happy to have you along. We're promoting God, family, and country always on your radio. We've got news the networks refuse to use. Man, I want to interview this lady that's running for mayor, man. Where is she running for mayor again, Kurt? This is fantastic.
Well, she's running for mayor of a place called Andover, Minneapolis. MN, that would be, right? Minnesota, that would be. Andover, Minnesota. And she's a measly 92 years old. I got this off the Campaign for Liberty website. And she is a big fan of Ron Paul. And of course, the nice thing about this is that it says, well, she's hoping that Ron Paul will make a comeback. And if she's 92 and can run for mayor, then Ron Paul at 70 or whatever he is, you know, just a youngster compared to her, right, Sam?
I hear that. Wow, I'm just thinking, what got her into this, and how do we just get, like, thousands of them across the nation?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
because, see, when they're that old and they have nothing to fear, they're not going to be all compromised. They're not in it for money. They're just going to get after it and get things done.
Yes.
I'm kind of thinking grandma for president. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you
think?
Take
those brooms into Washington, D.C. and sweep the place out.
Yeah, you're going to need a whole lot more than that, buddy. We need disinfectant and everything going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sweeping is the start, no doubt about that. But I'd like to use a little more, I don't know, rowdy word than sweep.
Yeah, Roto-Rooter out.
Yeah.
The place. Yeah, that would be
How about
good.
Kick those suckers out and toss them in the clink for their disobedience to the supreme law of the land? What about that?
Yeah, it says in the story, like we talked about in the previous segment, that she bought the farm 64 years ago. Usually when you buy the farm, you know you're a goner. But anyway, she has, by the way, she's been widowed for three decades, you know, 30 years now. She's a political independent. She's had only two heroes all these years. That was her parents. They slept in a wagon to make ends meet. They dug their own well. Her mother stitched together clothes for the entire family.
You know what? I'm doubting this lady's going to want to be on the Dole, Kurt.
That's right. She's got 10 children. Says she lost count of the number of her grandchildren years ago.
That's just fantastic.
It says she's not crazy about youngsters like John McCain or Barack Obama. But she is hoping that old Ron Paul will make a comeback in this presidential election. Now, I don't know how that's going to be, but she says, as for the mayor's race in Andover, when I ran 2 years ago for county commissioner, a lot of people told me afterwards that they thought about voting for me. She said, if they do, I'm ready for it. I'm not saying I want the job. I just want to get my point across. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's outrageous. That's fantastic.
92-year-old grandma making a difference.
Yeah, Kurt, if you can just round her up and get her on the radio with us, that'd be great. Let me know.
All right.
Will you?
I'll work
on it. That's just cool. All right, we got Tom on the radio. Tom from Utah, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Howdy. Kurt and I sat together up at the state capitol this last Wednesday. I believe it was Wednesday, right, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
And I've been struggling with an issue where the federal government is obviously not caring a lot about us. I don't know if that's just shocked anybody. But I've been with the lieutenant governor, with the attorney general, other members of the legislature, and they're you know, those that are friendly to me and supportive, you know, are telling me it's pretty much this issue that I want to open up is an issue that's going to have to be carried by the individual or by
a vital issue, and we're going to talk about it. The story starts, Tom. In February of this year, you got contacted from a family 90 miles from you. And they contacted you with a
140. I made a mistake on that. It's 140 from my home to Manti.
Okay, and they had a serious problem with illness with an infant. That's where the story starts, right?
Right. And as I, I investigated, diagnosed, because I've had experience in pediatric pathology and forensics, and I realized rather quickly that the family had been suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning.
All right. Now, before we get to the details, though, are you an expert in carbon monoxide poisoning? How did you get involved in this, and how did you do a diagnosis?
Well, I had worked in medicine in my younger days, and then I got tired of the politics, by the way. But about 5 years ago, I was contacted by the Mormon Tabernacle organist and his family, you know, and they, curiously, they really didn't know why they were inspired to talk to me. They didn't know my background, but they'd had an infant die in their home, and then the next winter, another infant that had been born subsequent to the death of the first became ill, was taken up to the hospital, appeared to get better. They returned it home, got sick again, took it back up to the hospital, it got better, returned it home the third time, the third time they took it back up to the hospital, because every time they took it home, the baby got ill. Child Protective Services stepped in and pulled the baby out of the arms of the grandmother, and the reason the grandmother had the baby is because the mother was home and ill. So several weeks later, desperate mother and grandmother, you know, the Tabernacle organist's wife, contacted me with a sad story that the state had taken their child, and they had no clues to why this had all occurred. It took me a couple of weeks working with the family, and I realized from my experience that the family was suffering some kind of environmental poisoning, and as soon as I was taken to their home, I saw the exhaust arrangement on a furnace that was within 11 inches of a fresh air intake right back into the house.
That is insane.
It is insane, and how an inspector missed that is beyond us. Well, I, with the help of my fellows in the state, even we documented the problem, took the brief to the court. The court would not even open it, would not even argue it. So we struggled with the court and the lawyer system for about 8 months. Finally, I said it ain't going to happen here in the courtroom. So I took my information to my fellows or my friends in L.A. You know, I teach the film industry, and as I shared this with them, I got friends from Fox Television. They came up to Utah, videotaped this house and their family, and when the public saw the facts, of course, the juvenile court judge could not go to the grocery store or to sit in a relief society meeting without the people knowing that what was true. And then so she called the family, and within 3 days, the baby was back with the mother. But
all right, let me stop you to clarify a few things, Tom, because our audience is incredibly international. Most people don't know what you're talking about. A relief society meeting is just a bunch of women meeting together. And so he's saying the judge just got basically hammered by everybody. Why would the judge not take this on in the first place, though?
Well, there is a lot of money involved. It appears, you know, and now I sound like a conspiratorialist kook, but quite frankly, I just don't. I say it's not conspiracy, it's good business arrangements. And in this case, when a Child Protective Services takes a child, they get a nice funding from the federal government. It's called Title IV-E.
Yeah, it's actually bad business, but it's incredibly lucrative.
Oh, absolutely. Then, of course, your medical providers, they make money because as soon as the child is into the system, they become automatically patient for the medical system, pediatric medicine, and they start drawing from Social Security on these kids. And so there's a curious sidebar on this, that Social Security is being drained faster by Child Protective Services across the nation than it is by the retired people. And to me, that's pathetic. But it creates a wonderfully profitable situation for pediatric and, the whole of medicine if they get children pulled into Child Protective Services, and all of the children are treated medically pretty much. And even worse, most of them are put on psychotropic drugs, and that means psychiatry makes a killing along with the drug industry.
All right, hold on, Tom Rogers. We're going to take a quick pause. We're going to take calls. We're going to dig into this more. 866-222-2368. We're going to give out your website so people can get caught up and contact you. This is a serious issue. The mainstream press and the government won't really talk about it unless you force them. It's interesting. 866-222-2368. Tom Rogers with us. We're talking on Liberty Roundtable.
As you may know, Daniel chapter 1 is defending our health freedoms against an out-of-control Federal Trade Commission. This agency is trying to bully Daniel chapter 1 into censoring information on God-given natural cures. It is our duty as American citizens to restrain our government with the commanding chains of the Constitution. Visit DC1Freedoms.com today to learn more about this exciting and all-important fight. Let your voice be heard and consider joining other Americans in your most generous donation. Let us never forget John Adams' timeless words. The question before the human race is whether the God of nature shall govern the world by his own laws, or whether the priests and kings shall rule it by fictitious miracles. Make Mr. Adams proud. Visit DC1Freedoms.com today and be a part of history.
Attention listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Tom Rogers with us, ladies and gentlemen. GassingAmerica.com, the website. GassingAmerica.com. Now, Tom's a good old guy just doing his best. He doesn't want to believe there's a conspiracy going on or anything like that. Doesn't want to be one of those kooks, you know? The problem is there is a conspiracy going on. There's thugs who want to control the world. It's that simple. I've been telling everybody that. I'm not afraid to tell you there's a conspiracy because there is. And the problem is more and more Americans are starting to discover it. When they do, they don't even know how to handle it. Tom's one of them. Mm-hmm. Tom just found out, hey, man, there's problems. People are getting sick. People are dying. They're breathing toxic gas. And when it's brought up to the public because of filthy lucre, people will not deal with it properly. Now, it gets worse because on the federal government level, the federal government built a bunch of housing for people. HUD has somehow defied all the building standards. And how they do that is beyond me and you. You know what? You and I have to follow these building standards. They just build houses, and they don't even follow their own standards at all. They've gotten away with ignoring common sense, environmental, biological, facts. The problem is they've got these exhaust dispensers on your home right by the fresh air intake. As a result, people are getting gassed and they're dying. It's happening on the FEMA trailers. Everybody knows about that. But Tom is finding out there's a Pandora's box and it's happening everywhere. Tom, is that about it?
Yes, it's quite curious. As I went down and I examined this family's house down there in Manti, they're in a manufactured house, and on the corner of those houses is a tag that says, certified this safe by Housing and Urban Development. The sad thing about that, with that tag on there, that is telling the local inspectors, you know, of Manti, San Pete County, the state of Utah, to keep their hands off because this is federal jurisdiction. It's the same situation if you have a family living on Hill Air Force Base, which is a federal base. A local inspector may see a problem over the fence, you know, with this family's living unit, but he has no legal rights to say anything to that family. In fact, they don't even dare warn the family as a moral or a loving or a caring brother. Let's say they were members of the same elders' quorum or high priest quorum.
Hey, hold on. Stop, Tom. Stop. Hold on. No one knows what you're talking about. Forget the elders, high priest stuff. Forget your Mormon vernacular. 99% of our audience doesn't know what you're talking about. You're talking about Americans who are getting gassed who don't know. Okay.
A church brotherhood, you know, an organization of brothers or sisters. A county or city, county, state inspector puts himself at risk when he mentions anything of this problem to somebody who's on federal property. Well, the curiosity with these HUD-certified homes, they are by default federal property. And a city inspector, a Manti inspector, San Pete County inspector will not even enter that home. The sad thing is, though, if you're living in one of those HUD-certified homes and you become ill and they call the ambulance, the paramedics, they're not the federal unit. They're not federally funded. They are coming from your city, from your county, from your state. And so we as the local people carry the burden for a federal atrocity. And the sad thing is the families in those units are never warned that this may be the cause of their baby's illness or their illness or a family member's death. You know, infants are highly susceptible to these things. Generally, in the wintertime, they're kept inside about 24/7. So it is generally the infants who either are severely harmed or even die, like in the Tabernacle Organist case. By the way, Clay Christiansen has family down there in Manti, and they know about this nonsense. And
all right,
how
now, let me ask you
it
this.
Is when you have inspectors that are not able to tell you the facts.
All right, let me ask you several questions in succession here. This is happening nationwide, right?
It's nationwide. And right now I'm in a desperate panic because the cold weather has hit us again. See, this is back in February when I disclosed this to the medical people down there in that community and the medical community up here, you know, that were treating this child. They ignored it, pathetically ignored it. And I went to the legislature, went to the government entities, the governor, the attorney general's office. You know, I will say that Mark Shurtleff is a very kind man in this issue and has tried to help me where he could. A wonderful attorney general's aide is Wade Fairway. I mean, some credit. They've done their best to, you know, to help me in this. But the limitations of state government when it comes to federal jurisdiction is a bugaboo, and nobody wants to cross that line.
All right, now let me ask you some serious questions here.
Okay.
If no one will admit to this problem and deal with it properly as they should if they care about human life and safety, the whole purpose of government, sir, is to protect life, liberty, and property. You don't have any liberty and property if you have no life. All right, now, if the federal government is violating all of their codes to create safe housing when they create these FEMA and HUD houses, FEMA trailer and HUD houses, and if it's a federal issue because the federal government creates jurisdictional authority over the homes they build, keeping the counties and the states and the cities out of the matter, and if the gas dispensary for exhaust is too close to the fresh air intake on these homes, thus creating a hazard, and no one will deal with it, at some point you've got to ask yourself the question, was this intentionally done?
You know, if you approach any inspector and you tell him or ask him, would he give you a certificate or a permit to put either a static or a power vent, bringing air back into the house, mixing it in with the heated air or air-conditioned air for the house, you know, as a supplemental air from outside, if you ask me if you could put that within 3 feet of your furnace exhaust, your water heater exhaust, or a sewage exhaust or vent stand, he would say you're insane. The codes, all other entities require 12 to 14 feet, and that's even qualified in the event that that doesn't present a hazard or a nuisance. So even 12 to 14 feet must be examined and found out as to whether the common breeze and the weather conditions, along. They have to be considered, and if the prevalent breeze is going to carry the fumes from that exhaust, furnace exhaust, or one of those other exhausts to a fresh air adder, even 12 feet away, that must be rearranged or reconfigured so the family
I understand.
Can stay.
If it was an oversight, though, you'd think they'd have a quick correction, a release saying, we got a problem here, here's how you fix it. People are being dispensed across the United States to determine this and resolve this. The question for you, Tom Rogers, when we come back, is this intentional by the federal government? I know you don't want to delve into conspiracies, but you got to face reality. Did they do it intentionally? And if they didn't, why won't they fix it? Quick pause. Your calls as well at 866-222-2368. We'll talk more in seconds. The website, gassingamerica.com, on Liberty Roundtable. Filthy lucre's the cause, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Rogers with us. He's finding out that, you know what? America's being gassed, ladies and gentlemen. Gassingamerica.com, the website to learn more. The bottom line is the federal government, these FEMA trailers and in HUD housing, is placing the exhaust for your home and the clean air intake too close together, 18 inches apart. Mm-hmm. In many cases, it's dangerous. They need to reroute these things so people can be safe. We need to basically bring the spread the word on this and sound the alarm. But I'm just telling you that if they did it, you're right. Any inspector on the planet would say that's nuts to do. However they did it, now that it's being brought to their attention, if it was a legitimate oversight like a car manufacturer, if they say, hey, the brakes have a problem on this car, they put out a huge alert saying, my goodness, get your car in here right away so we can solve it for you. If they were honest, that's what they would do, Tom. And if they're not, is this intentional?
The best I can figure, since the federal government never does anything without deliberation, without committee after review after committee after review, I have no other choice but to believe it was intentional. And it may have been lobbied by the manufacturers, because here's a little curious secret. When you're putting together a unit in mass, like they do in these manufacturing sites, they want to save material. And so they convinced, or maybe they were the ones that convinced the government or the regulatory agency of HUD, well, if we can get away with 3 feet distance from the exhaust to the fresh air adder, or well, they actually call it a dilution air adder. It's kind of a spit in the eye, isn't it? But they say, if we can do this within 3 feet, we can get away with using a standard 5-foot flexible duct. It comes off the roller mills, and we don't have to put in a joint. We don't have to add another section. We don't have to disturb the construction of the unit too much. And we can supply this air, And of course, for most people, they would think that's really a good idea to bring a little bit of fresh air and supplement the house air while the heater's running. And it is a good idea, except when you put it 3 feet away from an exhaust. So.
And it's a great idea unless it gasses people and they die.
Well, the other sad part is, and people notice, this poor family right now is being prosecuted or prosecuted. The Attorney General, the Assistant Attorney General, wants the family put in jail for contempt because they don't buy into the nonsense of the medical community that's in, appears to have been, either inept or...
Wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me that the family got gassed, now they're trying to deal with it, and now they're getting beat up by the government and tossed in jail?
Just like the Tabernacle and the Organist family, they were never exonerated. They were, legally still now, they are in the court system. It was dismissed without prejudice. Nobody knows, but that's not a gift. That's not a great thing in a court. That means you're guilty, but we're just not going to prosecute you right now. Well, in this case, you have Julie Lund, Attorney General Assistant, filing a motion for contempt against his family because they know that their baby, since it's been now through a summer of clean air, good food, and love, is flourishing. He's robust, beautiful. There's nothing wrong with the child. But while he was being poisoned, he was being harmed. But see, now that we've mediated that problem, and by the way, for everyone listening that's in a trailer or manufactured house, there's a temporary solution. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's not the appropriate one, but it will keep you safe until somebody with authority does the right thing. Just simply take a couple of garbage bags, lay them upside down on that fresh air intake, tie it tight with a string or tape it with duct tape, and if you can't get up on the roof to do that, go inside your furnace and you'll see a port where this thing comes in. You can simply carefully clean that surface because usually there's a little oil or grease that collects there. Clean that surface, take a lid off of a cottage cheese container, and duct tape that lid into that space and close that off so you don't draft any more air from off that space. Then what you need to do is, like we did in the old days, open a window just a little crack here and there so you get some fresh air coming in as the air gets heavy in the winter. It's that simple. But the appropriate fix, and we know this, would cost the government about $2,000 to $5,000 each unit. They don't want to go that expense. Plus, you have the medical community that's opened up for litigation and lawsuits because they have intentionally avoided testing people for carbon monoxide. When I was working in pathology, we used to do it as a matter of practice. If a person came in with any of the indicators of carbon monoxide poisoning, you know, even if it wasn't very clear, we would do a simple carboxyhemoglobin test. It is so pathetically easy and cheap.
Aren't there detectors that you can buy to find out, too?
Well, you know, people ask me, well, what about a carbon monoxide detector in the house? Well, in the case of the Tabernacle Organist, Clay Christiansen and the Thaxton family, that's the daughters and son-in-law, they had a carbon monoxide detector in their house. When their first child died, the coroner showed up, the Bountiful City Police, you know, the detectives were there. They were already taking the body out when the detector went off. So let me tell you the good of a carbon monoxide detector, in my opinion. It tells your neighbor when to send the body bags. When they go off, quite frankly, infants are already seriously injured or dead.
All right, now, let me tell you this. We've got to decide what to do personally on an individual level so people can get to the bottom of this and take care of their families. That's number one. But number two, I hate to say this, but everybody in their own way comes hardcore face-to-face with the conspiracy, with the thugs who want to deny us our freedom worldwide. It's happening everywhere, Tom, and I don't mean to drag you into this. I didn't do it. They did. I'm just acknowledging the fact. What can we do?
Nobody wants to believe that they're out to get us, but quite frankly, when you see situations like this that are so plain as the nose on your face, if you have any experience in mechanical or exhaust issues, you know, I mean, even a mother knows that she would not, with any good sense, set her baby 3 feet from her car exhaust or take her baby and set it up on the roof 3 feet from her furnace exhaust. That's insanity. So somebody is either absolutely nuts, incompetent, or malicious.
No, hold on. Stop. If they were incompetent and they were nuts, but they had a heart, if they cared about life, if they cared about honor, integrity, morality, I can go on and on, Tom. They would say, we've made a gargantuan mistake, guys. We've got to solve this to save lives as soon as possible. They could do that. The fact that they won't tells me it's intentional. There's no way to deny the fact.
Well, what's interesting, I notified HUD. I notified our senator, our representatives in Congress of the issue back in March. Have you heard anything anywhere about the about this?
Not a word, sir. That's why I say, listen, if this was legitimately a mistake and it was incompetence or whatever the case may be, but they were good, honorable people that cared about life, they would say, oh, my goodness, we need to fix this. It's like your car. The auto manufacturers don't want to really fix your car because it's expensive. But they are, one, under obligation a lot to do so, and number two, they know their credibility's on the line. And I'm telling you that if this was not intentional, they would do something about it. The fact that they won't, the fact that it happened is bad enough. But that doesn't prove intentions. But the fact that it's not being resolved or tried to remedy while people are dying tells me they've got an agenda here. And it's a pro-death agenda. And you know, if you study the United Nations documents and everything else, a lot of these world environmental leaders, their goal is to remove 80% of the people from the planet, sir.
What's really interesting, Kurt, is that I have been threatened. I have been harmed socially and ecclesiastically. And they thought maybe by hurting me ecclesiastically, they would shut me up. The issue here is there are 80,000 families living in these units that we know about. This is straight from Gordon Walker's mouth. He's the governor's a specialist in housing. Well, here's another kicker. 65% of those occupants are Spanish. So if I was a businessman and I was bringing in the cheapest labor on the planet, and this applies across the United States, IBP in Garden City, Kansas, has the same problem. They're bringing in these people to work cheap. Well, if a man comes across the border to get a job, he's going to bring his family with him. He can't live in a tent. He's got to be living in some housing unit. These are the cheapest housing units you can find. And you can roll them onto your ranch or onto your property, your business property. You put up these Mexican families in there. You have your labor. You have sanctuary for your labor as well. Because these are federal units. Are you with me?
I'm with you, and it's a concern. The question is, what can we do about it nationally then? How can we put up resistance to this? How can we send the alarm bells out? But more importantly, how can we get it changed?
Every family living in a trailer under 28 years of age, every family living in a manufactured home, that's a trailer set on a foundation, they need to fill out the forms that I have linked from the website, petition HUD, call your legislators, call the media, call your friends who may be living in the same units. We need to notify each other. We need to notify the media. We need to get after our medical community that has intentionally avoided testing for this, and then they will charge you with something else like Munchausen disease, syndrome or whatever else. In the case of the Saxton family, they treated the child for leukemia, nearly killed him. They treated him for diabetes, nearly killed him again. You know, and so the medical community needs to be sanctioned. They need to be forced to do the thing right. And it's not the doctors and the nurses. They're the good people. It's the bankers and the trustees running the big medical cartels. And I'm biting the hand that once fed me. And I'm ashamed that they are violating the hypocritical oath. And they are willing to harm people and destroy families.
Hold on. Let's stop, Tom, because I need you to understand something. You're not biting the hand that fed you. I know you think of it that way, but that's what they want you to believe. The truth is you're telling the truth and doing what you were supposed to do. They've deceived you, and they are trying to play you for a sucker, and you're calling a halt to their con game, sir.
Well, that's, quite frankly, that's why I left that industry long ago, because I felt the political push. I worked for hospital facilities when they belonged to the church, when they were charitable organizations, and then when they become economic entities for a bunch of investors, the spirit changed. And then when they became co-companions with Child Protective Services.
You can say co-conspirators, sir. It's all right.
I got to tell you this. When you take your child to the pediatric hospital, you're at great risk of losing that child because they will say, well, this bruise on your child's knee is not because he fell down while he was playing. It's because you abused him.
And now, stop, Tom. That's a conspiracy to take away children, sir.
That's what I've seen. I'm sorry.
You don't need to be sorry to tell the truth, sir. They need to be sorry for their abuses. All right, quick pause. We'll be right back with Tom Rogers in seconds on your radio.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We were lied to for years, but now we know that fluoride is industrial waste and also used as poison for rodents. We know this, and there's still fluoride in toothpastes and in your tap water. And what about the other pollutants? You need serious protection. Bottled water? You don't know what you're getting. Don't let that picture of pristine-looking natural springs on the label fool you. Industry's carelessness in disposing of waste has made spring water safety questionable. That's why Daniel Chapter 1 developed the Water Clean Fluoride Reduction System, a revolutionary one-of-a-kind water filter. It filters up to 96% of fluoride, as well as bacteria, viruses, heavy metals, and many toxic chemicals. The WaterClean FRS design comes from the help of scientists at NASA. Yeah, the same guys that actually understand rocket science. This phenomenal filter cannot be found anywhere but at Daniel Chapter 1. Call 800-504-5511. Toll free, 800-504-5511. Make your water clean with WaterClean FRS.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Rogers with us. GassingAmerica.com. Is that the website, Tom?
That's the website. And you have all the links on there to help yourself. I even tell you how to fix your... You still there?
Yes, sir. Keep going.
Yeah, I just was driving through kind of a poor area. But if you go, everybody needs to tell everybody about this. You know, like I say, I've talked to HUD. They have not returned my calls. They've not responded. You know, and the other people, let me tell you who else is sadly involved in this that are being harmed, and it is our servicemen. Because these units are used by the military, they're shipped on boats across the ocean, they're set in place, and quite frankly, thankfully, the Pentagon is talking to me. The Veterans Administration is talking, because they've been given 10,000 of these units to place homeless vets in. Oh, yes, another group of people, the Native Americans. They were just gifted a large number of these units to be set on the reservations. And I sat with the Native American tribal leadership in Vernal 2 weeks ago. You know, I signed with Gary Herbert, the Utah Lieutenant Governor, and I had to let these Native Americans know that they're being given another wagon load of smallpox-infected blankets. You know, basically.
All right, now let's ask this. Is Gary Herbert, the governor, the lieutenant governor, willing to come out on this thing?
Well, again, they're dealing with the restrictions of government.
No, hold on. Stop. Hold on. When the government performs activities that harm people, they're under no restrictions to tell the truth if they've got the guts.
you know, I have not been able to get one of them to go to the media and say, you need to open this issue up for the good of the residents of this state or the residents of this nation or the fighting men of this nation.
Okay, because the whole purpose for government is to protect life, liberty, and property. Don't tell me there's any restrictions on standing up for that if you're a good, honest person. There is no restrictions.
That was what I believed. I believed as soon as I let the governor and his staff know, things would happen. But they haven't. They've had 7 months, and we're back into the winter. We're killing children as we speak with this cold coming in and, you know, dumping exhaust into these poor families' homes. They're not told when they take their child to the doctor does not do a simple, you know, $10 to $40 test that would rule in or rule out carbon monoxide poisoning. Just like they did with this family that is going to be drug into court Tuesday there in Manti. And they're going to be treated as if they were the cause of their baby's illness. See, the state, you know, Child Protective Services in that court is trying to say, well, the family was negligent. You know, no, the family was not negligent. The government is. And, you know, to me also, the state carries the culpability because, like you say, they have a responsibility to protect the residents of the state, legal, illegal, you know, federal property or not.
Understood. Now, it's also what also tells me that this is intentional. Is it's one thing to have a family go through this crisis and have their baby almost die or whatever go on, and then for them to recover and us to know the truth about this, and then for them to try to prosecute this family further when they know full well that's not the truth.
You know, I'm ashamed of that Judge Lyman down there for allowing this to occur, not even discussing the issues of carbon monoxide. And by not so doing, he's in, you know, he's aiding and abetting in this cover-up where hundreds of other families in that valley, thousands if not hundreds of thousands of other families across the nation are harmed because nobody's willing to tell the truth. And the courts have a fiduciary responsibility to find and present the truth, don't they?
Absolutely, and that's my whole point. You're never going to tell me that government's restricted from protecting people. That's the whole purpose for government. And if they don't do that, we don't need government at all, sir. We just don't.
See, all the courts are doing is supporting the medical fraud, the bureaucratic fraud, the, you know, the industrial fraud. And, you know, and I understand judges. They are also under the gun when it comes to their fellowship or their membership in the bar.
You know, I don't care. They should tell the truth and stand up and be accounted for.
The whole program, you're in danger.
All right. We've only got about a minute or so left. What have we overlooked, Tom? I've done my best to flesh this thing out in less than an hour. It's hard to get to all the facts and all the details, but I want people to understand it. Go to gassingamerica.com for more information and to help your families and others protect themselves. What have we overlooked that people need to know, Tom?
All I can tell you is go to the website, and if you're locally in San Pete County, please show up at that courtroom, support the truth, support this family that is being wrongfully treated and prosecuted. And by the way, if they find this family in contempt, they're going to put them in jail. So what's going to happen to their five children?
All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. We sure appreciate it. Good information on what's going to happen to their five children. See, the government wants to break up families, ladies and gentlemen. You can say I'm a conspiracy nut. You can say whatever you want to say, but I'm telling you right now, this is intentional. You with me, Kurt?
Well, and there's, you know, the problem is there's money in this for them. There's money, you know, it's almost like a commissioned salesperson. There's money for those DPS, what do they call it, DCFS people. There's money for the state, for the county, these different places when they got all this stuff going on. It's just too bad. But when you follow the money trail, you understand what's going on with it.
Yeah, and they all sing the song, "Don't Rock the Boat, Baby, Don't Tip the Boat Over," right? Because they're all chicken. They're all wimps. And they don't want to stand up for life, liberty, and property. And I say they have got to. They've absolutely got to. All right, a final story to end the broadcast, Kurt?
Well, let's see. We need some good news, probably. I'm just trying to figure out.
Good news. Let's see here. Searching.
Yeah.
Please wait.
All right. Here's a little piece of good news, in my opinion. overseas. Yeah, you ask where overseas. We're talking about way over the pond. They're starting to reprint and report about good things from Washington, D.C. Now, where do you think they get the stuff from Washington, D.C.?
Probably the Pentagon.
No, they're getting it from Ron Paul on Capitol
Hill. Wow.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're talking about reports in overseas media where they basically are printing up it's Ron Paul's not straight talk, but he issues a weekly kind of
it's called straight
letter.
Talk.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Anyway, and basically the latest one was capitalism without capital. And more people are putting these in their printings, newspapers, whatever they print, they're pulling in that stuff from Congressman Ron Paul, Texas. And then this one, it says it's been long understood because he speaks the truth.
Because people are just hungry for the truth. Yes, sir. That's why.
Yeah, it's been long understood that our federal government is going deeper into debt, consistently raising the debt ceiling and demonstrating no fiscal restraint in recent years. But he says, basically, there's no way to make capitalism work without capital, and they think they're going to fix it by adding a whole bunch of extra funny money to it, but what we really need to do is follow the real recipe.
And I got good news for you too. The Dow's only down 10 points, so hey, good news there. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Archives always at AudioCanyon.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. The best live talk radio 24/7, RepublicBroadcasting.org and AccentRadio.com. Email me, Sam. I'd love to hear from you. Sam at AudioCanyon.com. You have a right to copy the broadcast. Please do. Thanks, everyone in the Uplink facility. Thanks, Kurt. Thanks, radio stations up and down the line. We appreciate all of you. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. So tell all your friends, will you please? We declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will restore a grand old republic. Please get involved. Make it a great day and choose the right, will you? Hey, thanks.
This program has been brought to you by Accent Radio Network, copyright 2008. To order a copy of the show, go online to accentradio.com.